This is Bigger Pockets Daily, where we read you the best real estate investing advice Monday through Sunday, rain or shine. I'm your host, Tyler. And if you like this article, you'll find thousands of others like it at biggerpockets.com/blog. But you can't, or at least you shouldn't, be looking at a screen when you're mowing the lawn or driving for deals. So enjoy this show and check out the rest of our podcasts. Just search Bigger Pockets on your favorite podcast app. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets. This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's what Jerome Powell said last week and why you need to prepare for what's next, by Jay Scott. A few people have asked for my opinion on the speech Jerome Powell gave last week about the direction of Fed policy. So, here's my take. Powell's speech points to oncoming economic pain. First, unlike other speeches he's given over the past few months, this one was a little less nuanced and a little more direct, addressing the problems we're facing head-on, along with the solutions that the Fed is going to pursue. Not surprisingly, much of the short speech focused on getting inflation under control, or what Powell referred to as restoring price stability. In his comments, Powell was pretty direct in his belief that the efforts the Fed is prepared to undertake to control inflation will cause economic pain. In other words, we're past the expectation that a soft landing is still possible. So, let's talk about some of his specific comments along with my interpretation. If you want to read the full speech for yourself, you can find a link to it at biggerpockets.com right inside this article. Here's the first point from Powell. He said, the Federal Open Market Committee's, FOMC, overarching focus right now is to bring inflation back down to our 2% goal. My thoughts? There have been many discussions recently about whether the Fed would be happy with inflation back down to 3 to 4% instead of the historical target of 2. Powell seems to be very clear here that 2% is the goal, which likely means a more aggressive stance. In fact, later on in the speech, he specifically addresses this and says that now is not the time to step off the gas when we get close to 2%. There are too many risks if we don't stay aggressive. The next point from Powell, restoring price stability will take some time and requires using our tools forcefully to bring demand and supply into better balance. Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth. Moreover, there will very likely be some softening of labor market conditions. My thoughts? This is the most direct admission we've gotten from the Fed that tackling inflation may not come quickly. will require some aggressive policy, and will likely lead us into higher unemployment and a clear recession, as well as potentially longer-term reduced GDP. Powell? While the lower inflation readings for July are welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down. Committee participants' most recent individual projections from the June SEP showed the median federal funds rate running slightly below 4% through the end of 2023. My thoughts? This should reinforce expectations for another 0.75% rate hike in September, unless we get a surprisingly good CPI number for the August time period. Even then, we'll likely see at least a 0.5% hike, and it appears he's preparing everyone for rates to potentially hit 4% before all of this is done. Powell, it is also true, in my view, that the current high inflation in the United States is the product of strong demand and constrained supply, and that the Fed's tools work principally on aggregate demand. There is clearly a job to do in moderating demand to better align with supply. My thoughts? This little comment hasn't been discussed much from what I've seen, but it deserves mention. Basically, Powell is saying that inflation is clearly being caused by both demand and supply issues, most agree, and that the Fed only has the ability to impact demand, not supply. This seems to me to be an admission that the Fed is concerned that they don't have as much control over inflation in this situation as they'd like, and are prepared to be extra aggressive if necessary. And some final thoughts. Long story short, expect at least a couple more rate hikes this year, the core interest rate, the federal funds rate, to potentially hit 4%, and don't be surprised if we experience some significant economic pain for the foreseeable future. Additionally, while it wasn't explicitly addressed in the speech, I suspect we will see some additional tightening of the Fed balance sheet. While we're currently seeing the Fed roll off mortgage-backed securities and bonds, meaning that they let these expire without buying more, I would be surprised if we start to see more aggressive selling of Fed assets over the next 6 to 12 months. I hope you enjoyed today's article. Remember, you can find thousands more like it at biggerpockets.com/blog. And you can unlock new tools by creating a free account at biggerpockets.com. And for another fresh perspective on real estate investing, join me right here tomorrow.